In 2020, when all hope for humanity seemed lost, two heroes emerged from the darkness, armed with only their beards and a love for whiskey. Together with one mission, they proclaim, from this day forth, Cranky and Rant shall leave no bourbon unopened and no whiskey unsipped. Welcome to Brothers with Beards Whiskey Night.
Welcome to this edition of Whiskey Night with Cranky and Rant, our first time in studio for a face-to-face session. Thanks for tuning in, and we hope you enjoy. Cheers. Maybe we should not do in-person Whiskey Night.
That was the meanest thing you said to me all day.
Because I have already had it.
Oh, I had it as soon as I look across this table and I fucking want to stop you. This but nice I little enjoy that.
This outdoor garden table I had to clean all the bird shit off of.
I'm sorry, dude. I should have talked to the birds, asked them not to shit on it.
Well, you should have prepared better.
I should have prepared better.
Yeah. You suck at this. God. Are you ready?
I thought we were ready.
Yeah, we're ready. So we're not going to just jump into whiskey. We got to tell them what are we trying.
I am already into whiskey.
Okay, what are we trying?
I'm liking our show already.
It is good.
It's good. Yeah, it's entertaining.
Yeah, so you picked this shit. What is it?
This is Willett Kentucky Bourbon.
Nice.
Yeah.
We've been on a bourbon kick.
Yeah, Pot Still Reserve.
Oh, it is Pot Still Reserve. It good, because I couldn't read that shit without my goggles, man.
Really?
Yeah, I got terrible eyes.
Batch number 20021.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. Okay. So
Willett Distillery.
Willett. We don't really know much about Willett. I did a small amount of research on it. It's Willett Distilling Company, Kentucky. Yes. They're a family owned company that markets bourbon and rye whiskey in Bardstown, Kentucky. A relatively large independent bottling company. They're called the Big Daddy of Bourbon and Rye Bottling.
Really?
Yeah. So it actually wasn't a distillery for 22 years, just bottlers from 1980 to 2012. Then they started re-distilling stuff using both column and pot stills.
Okay.
Before that, they were using whiskey from other places. So now that they're making their own stuff, this is... this came out in 2008, the Willett Pot Still Reserve Bourbon, straight bourbon, aged 8 to 10 years and bottled at 94 proof.
Yes.
It comes in one of the coolest decanters, though. It's badass.
Yeah, man, that's like way cool. To be honest with you, I mean, well, you should be able to see a picture of up on our Instagram, but it is really cool.
Yeah, it is eye-catching, and if you want to just make an impression with a bottle, bring this out.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, this would be like a bottle I'd probably just keep, and I don't know.
Do you know why the bottle's shaped that way?
Yeah, I think so. You can grab it up here on the top and use it to fucking hit somebody in the head.
That comes in as a close second. Oh, I think that was exactly what I was thinking, but it is a kind of a model of their pot still.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is. I can see that.
Pot still, and then there's the lip, and then there's the still part.
But you can see where I'm getting at. Like, the handle right here, it'd be a good club.
You go weapon first. I go, you know, pot still first.
Yeah, make a great weapon.
Because your violence, you'd F somebody up, some bitch. Nice wood cork.
I really like it, though. Nice bottle. Because, you know, I'm kind of like, it's kind of like my thing. I appreciate companies that, you know, put a little bit of
effort
into their marketing.
Yeah, no, awesome
presentation.
Bottle.
Presentation, I like it.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah, so you know,
color's like cool on this too. It's got a good color to it.
It does have a really good color. Yeah. It does. Very coppery, maybe a little mahogany in there. It's definitely. But you know, packaging. We always talk about that. Everything, blah blah blah. But packaging, you know, if you're paying, it makes a big deal. Packaging glass.
Got some legs on it too.
Oh yeah. That's the 94 proof showing its legs. That wasn't funny. The bottle is top notch. Label is clear, see through, very small. I don't think they wanted that to be the primary focus of it.
I like that though. It's kind of minimalist. Yep. It focuses on the bottle, which is cool. So yeah, I like it.
As always, went through color. Color is really nice. It's mahogany, coppery. I don't get really much yellowy.
No,
yellow. Mahogany, coppery, yeah. Rant's smelling. He's got a nose. But
hey, in all honesty, we have a little bit of a disclaimer. So out here in Colorado,
it's been nonstop forest fires. So, I mean, we have ash. My Jeep is covered in ash. Back patio is covered in ash.
Ash is everywhere.
Ash is everywhere. My eyes been burning.
And,
been smelling basically like
ash.
Ash, like a chimney.
It sucks ash.
All day long. Oh, God, it sucks.
It gets in your beard and, you know, gets in your mustache. God, so that's what you smell
it's
all
like
day.
Your throat, your eyes.
Yeah, and Rant is what he would call ultra sensitive to smells and stuff. So he's been having a rough day.
I'm just
day.
Saying it kind of clogs. You know what I mean? I'm kind of stuffy a little bit.
So, well, yeah, you've sneezed like 50 times today.
That was in the morning. The mornings are the worst, but yeah, I mean, even right now, it's still...
It's been kind of a rough day, kind of sucks, so man. It is going to affect our nose and
it's,
palate,
it is, probably. It is so smoky out here. You can't even see the mountains. You can't even see the Front Range.
And like, we live in the close, center of mountains. I mean,
we're right around the Front Range here in Colorado. And I mean, to not be able to see the mountains, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, because they're not small. And they're not that far away. So, you can't see, you can't see the next damn neighborhood.
Yeah, can't see, it's, yeah.
Yeah, we feel like we're in downtown LA, which, I mean, that's not a compliment, by the way. I don't get a lot of heat on the nose. It definitely has legs, though. You can tell it's a higher proof.
Yeah, it's a higher proof. You can tell,
But I don't get a ton of ethanol. I mean, you know it's...
You definitely can smell the wood.
Yeah, lots of wood. But it looks like it, well, 8 to 10 years in wood, it's probably... I'm not getting that traditional like vanilla butterscotchy nose. What's nice about this is we can nose for as long as we want and edit it.
Yeah, this is.
So you're not waiting to hear our. You getting anything on that?
Yeah.
What is that? Rance deciphering through his smoke haze. I'm terrible at nose. I can barely smell.
It smells like it's an almond or
almond. I'm going to write it down because you said it. I like these things.
Smells like nuts.
I'll give you some nuts to smell.
Oh, you think
Got a little fumanda.
I don't know what kind of nuts you've been smelling lately.
My nuts don't smell like this.
Yeah, it's...
You're making me nervous when you lean on the table.
It's not going to go anywhere.
Are you sure? Because it's like bending. You can do it. I'm just saying. You're making me nervous. It's all fun and games. So the table goes under, and then he breaks his bottle and his microphone, and his chew spills, and disaster will strike.
Yeah, I'm you.
So I got wood, almond, nuts, famunda.
I can't place that, dude, but it smells like... It reminds me of, like, I don't know, like walnuts or almonds or something. I mean...
No, I like it. I wrote it down. I don't get that out of it. I get wood because I can barely...
It's almost maybe like a tiny little hint to... I could be wrong, but it almost like a tiny little hint of some kind of... I don't know if it's a citrus maybe, like a really light... A little bit of like a citrus smell.
Sure.
Maybe.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to taste it.
I already tried it once because I can't smell.
Well, the nose is interesting. I actually enjoy the smell.
Oh, I do too.
Yeah.
Now that you mentioned citrus, it might just be suggestion, but I can see that. I don't get the nut thing, though, because I'm allergic to half the damn nuts.
Dude, that is really tasty.
I definitely don't.
I like it.
I don't get any 94 proof off this either. I mean, you can definitely taste the alcohol on it, but this doesn't feel overly bourbon-y sweet, though. I mean, it's got a little bit, but not some of the bourbons.
I would say, I mean, there's a little bit of sweetness to it, but it reminds me of like...
Well, remember like Burning Chair had a ton of sweetness on it.
Word association when I taste this, floral.
Floral. Oh, you're going Cuban?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Fucking spilled it everywhere.
It's super hot in here, dude. You're going to kill us. Dev could die. He's glycemic and has a gout toe. A
window. Wow, that's revelatory. Hey, why don't you open a window? Oh, you already went cubed. I'm still on neat. Well, obviously, this is an audio show instead of a visual. If it was a visual, I'd have refused to do it in here.
Hey, look, dickface. I told you, like, obviously, I haven't had a time to... Oh. I told you my office was a mess. The whole house is. I apologize. You're in the middle of my remodel. I didn't have a chance to prepare for you on short notice.
Well, you should have prepared for me.
Yeah, I know. I was all like, busy doing everything.
Man, he's super sensitive about the state of his man cave. It's okay. We've been over this, like, 3 times today already, but it's fine.
You're just not a very sympathetic person. And you like to take and you pick on things.
Yeah, I nitpick on stuff. Yeah, sure. I find like one little thing and like write on it for a couple hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. You love it though.
My typical response to that when somebody does it is just to punch them as hard as I can somewhere where it's going to hurt.
Most likely it's probably going to hurt most places you hit me because I'm feeling like, don't hit me in my foot. You want to talk about my conditions again in this podcast?
Thinking about like right in your like arm or your chest right there.
So well, you can't move if you hit me in the chest,
yeah,
then whiskey night's over and you're going to go solo because I won't be able to speak and you know, I'll probably spew all over the place. And dude, I'm fragile. I'm little. I'm petite.
Okay.
So Rand's putting in his whiskey enhancer because it's a special ingredient. So palate, all I got so far is floral. I get a bunch of wood on the palate too.
There is, yeah. It reminds me of like a meadow in a mountain, like a mountain meadow with floral, like those, you know, mountain flowers, pine trees.
Wow. So right now, you sound like one of those Catalina wine mixer people with descriptors, but at least you said mountain meadow instead of like, you know, reminds you of by the poolside or something like that. Mountain meadow, yeah. I do get, some floral notes for sure. I don't know. I can't pick out like a specific flower, but I get, you definitely get a mountain feel like up in the cabin drinking this.
Let's put it this way. This would be, this has a little bit more of a, I wonder, this thing had to be finished in something.
Nope.
No, really? No? Super interesting because it reminds me more of like a whiskey that had been finished in almost like wine cask.
Okay.
I don't know why. It's not like normally when you drink bourbon, like I said, you know, the last few we've had, I mean, it's like, hey, that's a bourbon.
Yeah.
You know, like this is not, this is definitely.
So obviously we call the bourbon 51% a new American oak, but they said, it says nothing about a second barrel or a finishing barrel or anything. Hmm. So I'm thinking this is just straight American oak for 8 to 10 years, but 8 to 10 years, you're going to get some different profiles, obviously, but you know, that's what a lot of people don't know. Like, you know, everybody talks about
the oak is very strong in it. Yeah, I will say that, but I'm still getting like a.
I almost get more nutty on this than I do the nose. But my nose is terrible. My palate's a little bit better than my nose. I get nutty. I mean, I think it doesn't matter what. If it's an American charred American oak, you're going to get some vanilla. You just are. You can't avoid it. I don't think it's big on this one. I get way more wood and nut.
Yeah, it's not. Actually, I'd say the vanilla, and again, like you said, you're always going to get it, but I think it is somewhat minimalized.
Yeah, it's mild.
A lot of times it's very overpowering. Yeah. It's just like, okay, yeah, vanilla.
Like you're having a damn, you know, cookie or ice cream or something. It's a lot of vanilla and a lot of sweetness, which I don't get a lot of the sweetness. I think the woody and the nutty might be masking some of the sweetness because, like I said before, remember Burning Chair?
Yeah.
It was a sweet, sweet bourbon. I mean, that's probably the sweetest bourbon we've had, I think. And it said so in our notes. I don't have my notes here tonight, unfortunately, but since I wrote them, I have fairly good. I just remember you saying it was overly sweet.
Yeah, and I know this is probably not anywhere in there, but I'm just telling you for me, and I don't know if it's necessarily that I'm tasting it or more of it associating for some reason, almost like pine.
Yeah, I mean, you taste what you taste.
I know. It's unusual. But I wouldn't say it's pine in the sense like a very strong, like I have a pine tree air freshener in my mouth.
Sure, right.
But
I can see that.
It's like a pine wood. It's interesting because it's not coming across like that traditional, like just, you know, like oak, like American oak flavor that you're getting from it, right? It's woody, but it's not tasty.
Yeah,
like
and I don't get the big caramel and the big vanilla and butterscotch. I mean, I get a little bit of it, but those aren't the prominent. The prominent I get is wood, nut, like you said, some floralness on it, you know, the mountain meadow.
Yeah, I get more of the floral on the nose than I do actually for me when I, you know, taste it. The finish on it, to me, it lingers. It has a fair amount of heat that's just like warming. I mean, it's sitting there. It's not too harsh though, where it's like like it's not burning, if that makes sense. But there's like warmth, heat in that.
And I know we say this not every time. There's some stuff that's spicy, some that's not. I do get a touch of spice on the finish, you know.
And oh yeah, for sure.
That heat I'm getting is like
up front on the finish, if that makes sense.
It's
and then it lingers just into like a slow burn almost.
Yeah. So
you want to say that's the right word.
If this makes sense, on the front of your finish, the very beginning of your finish, I get a little bit of the little spicy, and that fades away pretty quick. I mean, but it still, I mean, it lingers there.
I don't know if that's a roasted, maybe.
So
caramel could be coming across a little bit to me. I could get almost a butterscotch from that.
Yeah, I definitely get that.
It's
got
something or a roasted marshmallow-y. There's something going on.
But I think this is almost reversed from our other bourbons. Like sometimes we'll get the caramel and the butter, all that up front.
It is. Yeah, that's actually a good point.
You know what I mean? And then I think we're getting more of that on the backside, and it's not quite so intense.
Yeah.
We're getting the wood and the nut right up front. You know, vanilla's going to be there. You can put vanilla in any whiskey. I don't care what it is. You're going to get, just oak, charred oak just gives you a vanilla taste. So I think it's really nice, though. Excellent. I would never pick this at 94 proof. I just wouldn't. Well, just so you all know, last night we had Maker's Mark cast strength at 110.
Yeah, that was every bit 110.
Yeah, like if you're going to drink that neat, not that it's bad, but it needed a cube in it for sure.
That was from people who are used to drinking whiskey too.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that tasted on
a very regular basis. And that was, that still bringing it.
Every point of that 110 proof. For this, it's very nice.
It's very interesting. It's like a complex. It's like there's a lot of layers to it, which is actually intriguing me.
Yeah. And it's not what we're used to with a bourbon.
Yeah, I'm liking it.
So yeah, that's.
I find it amazing though that it wasn't finished in anything. Nope. So I'm super curious how they're getting. Is this single malt?
No, it's not single malt. It's not. Okay. It is. It's pot reserve, pot still reserve. So let's see here. Yeah,
I'm curious how they're getting how it's. There's so many. There's actually quite a few like different layers in here. It's like kind of complex
for sure.
Compared to a lot of the other bourbons. So I'm kind of curious, like, how
and they what got that. I didn't know. Mm-hmm. And I thought, obviously the base of any booze a lot of times is water. You got to have a good water source. That's how they cut it and all that kind of stuff. And I didn't really think that did much. But the more I read, definitely your water source has a lot to do with it. I mean, a lot of reason why people are making in Kentucky is because they have a ton of limestone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Limestone is a natural filter.
Well, but I know, but that's the only thing. We've had a lot of whiskeys from Kentucky.
But you got to think the minerality between these water sources stuff has got to be totally changed.
I actually like it. Like if you're used to drinking bourbons or you're having friends that had bourbon, like I'd actually give them this just because it'd be like, hey man, try this. It's a little bit different. You know what I'm saying? It's not something that you would expect from a bourbon.
No,
I'd actually probably have a pretty hard time if I was doing this a blind taste test of identifying this as a bourbon.
Yeah. I mean, obviously we'd get some sort of whiskey, obviously. I mean, unless we were blindfolded as well, probably could get it off the smell.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I wouldn't pinpoint this as bourbon either. Not traditional bourbon, but I think that's why it's kind of fun. Because this isn't traditional bourbon. And I love all kinds of bourbons, and I can hopefully taste a bunch of different nuances like we have.
Yeah.
But this is like a flip-flop. This is a reversal for us. So
I like it.
It's really good.
Yeah, it's
And for $52,
you know what? It's like the bottle actually kind of matches the drink in the sense that it's a unique bottle.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a conversation piece.
Sure.
I find this whiskey is kind of a conversation piece.
Sure, absolutely.
Especially if you're drinking it with, this is a good whiskey to drink with somebody else who actually knows whiskeys a little bit.
Sure.
You don't have to be a whiskey expert, but I'm just saying like they know a little bit about it. This would be kind of fun because it's definitely not. It's definitely not what you would expect if I just said, hey, you know what? Give me a bourbon. And I gave somebody this. They'd probably do a double take on it, But good. It's good.
Well, no, I think it's excellent whiskey.
And that finish is still
just
lingering in your mouth.
Yeah. This is definitely a long finish.
Long finish, man. Yeah. A lot of times the finish is relatively short in the mouth. It's like you could feel it in your chest maybe or throat that you can tell where you're getting that kind of heat. This is lingering in my mouth. It's like coated my mouth in it,
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I think
it's good.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely, like you said, and what this cost? 52, 54? No, this was $60.
I think this was 60 something, wasn't it?
Yeah, $60.
$60? Is that what it was? 60,
yep,
70?
60. This would be a great gift to give.
This is cool.
Yeah.
This is, the, you know what? Again, yeah, this would be a great gift for holidays.
If I was a hunter, this is what this would be a great hunting whiskey out there in the middle of forest with all the, the mountains. Yeah, come on.
Yeah, I'm not thinking I'm bringing this to like a hunting lodge with a bunch of like good old boys and we're in our flannel and we're going to go shoot some animals.
Well, maybe not because of the package, but if you had it in a flask, I mean, you carrying a bottle around in your hunting coat?
I don't know. I might carry this bottle around to whack you upside the head.
I'm just.
And that's the other thing, too. I know we touched on it briefly, but out of all of the different whiskeys that we've tried, this one possibly could make the best weapon in a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah. So if you're drinking and zombies come down the street, it is by far the most formidable decanter weapon. Yeah.
Yeah, I would definitely. This could be The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Rick Grimes could have used this. If Rick Grimes carried a bottle of this, he'd probably still be alive right now on the show.
I mean,
I think he is alive and he's making a movie.
I have no idea.
You stopped watching?
Yeah, I stopped. I don't watch the show.
That's fine, but I'm just saying. But I think that's the case. Well, I would drink it first.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Hopefully, I would club the zombie.
Yeah, you can put some water in or something if you want some more weight, but don't ruin the whiskey if you're in the zombie apocalypse.
No, I drink it. I like that, man. I really do.
More rare.
This is really cool. Like I said, it's actually some of all of the parts is greater than necessarily just the whiskey.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah,
sure. It's just like this presentation is really cool. Yeah. This would be a really neat gift to give somebody because it's unique looking, looks classy, and it tastes nice. It's enjoyable.
Yeah, if you're talking about a whole package, nose, finish, palette. Yeah, I mean, I'd be super pumped to get something like that. It'd be great. Christmas edition, you want to get something for your boss, you want to get something for your friend, you want to get something for your father-in-law.
It's like it's a really, like a lot of times when you're drinking bourbon, it's like, let's have some bourbon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I like that. I kind of like, take out my flag, wrap it around me, Rocky Balboa's. Yeah. Or like I said, I wanted to get the Rocky shorts.
Yeah, where are those?
A lot of times, I haven't got it. You're supposed to bring them to me.
No, you're supposed to order them yourself.
No. No, you can go back and listen to it again. You were going to get me those.
Why do I got to get
anything? Anyway, that's what I want, those Rocky shorts.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You did say that.
So a lot of times, but you know what I mean? When I'm drinking bourbon, that's kind of a lot of times the mood I'm in or what I'm thinking of.
Right.
This is a total twist on that. This is like a sophisticated bourbon.
Like
Bond. James bourbon. Bond.
So here's a new twist we've added to our whiskey nights. Mm-hmm. We've added occasion. Like, what's the occasion for this? Like,
oh yeah, right.
What occasion are you going to?
This I'm giving as a gift to a friend or like a family member that is into whiskeys. I would give that. I'd give that to them.
Yeah.
So if I had to say, I don't know, that occasion could be a birthday. I mean, it could even be Christmas. Does that count, or are you looking for more of like a holiday?
No, it doesn't have just like any occasion. Like, it's like some of your occasions are like, this is the very best post Thanksgiving dinner whiskey.
Yeah, that was like,
yeah, that was very specific. I mean, but this is a great gift giving one because it's great whiskey, great bourbon.
Like
great
I said, packaging. This to me is just perfect if, my brother-in-law was coming and visiting me or I was visiting him and I know he enjoys whiskeys as well. There's a good chance he hasn't had this. And I'd be like, hey man, try this. Like this, I want you to try this bourbon out. Cause it's different. It's going to be like, wow. Yeah. I guarantee he hadn't had a bourbon that's going to taste like this.
Sure.
At least I doubt it.
Yeah.
So that's kind of who I would give it to. If you gave it to somebody, I wouldn't give it to anybody who isn't into whiskey or into bourbon because they will have no idea. None. They would appreciate it at all.
Yeah. I also,
this is a conversation piece like to me. Sure. This is something I want to give to somebody. I actually, I like them. And I want to give them something, a cool gift.
That scared me.
Yeah, don't worry. Yeah. So how about you? What's your occasion?
No, I'm going along with this. This is what I'm like. Okay. So those of you that are maybe on a budget and you want to impress your boss that likes whiskey. You feel like you need to get your boss or, a father-in-law that you don't know that well and you know they like whiskey. This is a perfect gift. One, looks awesome.
Yeah.
Tastes awesome. Package is awesome. Sometimes even if they don't appreciate it, it's the gesture. They're going to think you probably spent $100 or more on this bottle.
I would say easily they would think that.
And they're getting something that's great that they can use as a conversation piece. And, like this is what I like. If I was going to buy a whiskey for just my boss right now, this is something I'd pick for him. Like right off the bat, just cool package, great whiskey.
Automatically fun. Brings your bar game up a little bit.
Oh yeah.
Just having this on your bar shelf, the bottle alone.
Yeah.
Looks would add a little bit to it.
And you know, for those of you that, you know, whatever, you can drink all the Willet out of there and then you can pour something else in there and keep it on your back bar.
I would save that bottle.
Yeah. Use it as a decanter. Yeah. And they're like,
or keep it next to your bedside in case somebody's creeping in. You got to crack them on the head. I mean, you never know.
Yeah. I mean, if you're of the female persuasion, it's a great vase. Be beautiful. Right.
Sure.
I'm getting the look right there. Yeah, like,
I didn't know where you were going at first.
Well, no. Wow. I'm not going there.
I don't know where
this,
you were
going. This, you can put water in it, put some pretty flowers in it.
Whatever. Nobody cares about that. We're going to go ahead and edit that part out because that was just terrible. Nobody wants to talk about flowers in a flower pot on whiskey night.
Okay.
You should be fine right now. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That was a massive. You ought to see the looks I'm getting right now.
Yeah.
They're bad. I can't even look.
Yeah, it should be like a $20 fine right now.
Yeah.
Terrible.
I've turned in my man card all
this time. This is good, though. I like it, man. Yeah, it's good. It's good. It's really good.
Yeah, yeah, it is really good. Very, very nice. So, what we do is then we go. I don't have my book with me, so it's hard to compare with the other stuff because I don't have all my notes.
I really like your that little idea, like you said, if you're giving it to like a boss or somebody that you wanted to like impress a little bit.
And you didn't have to spend a fortune on $60.
Yeah, man. I mean, honestly, in that price range compared to a lot of the other whiskeys that I've tried, that's pretty darn good, man.
Yes.
That's pretty darn good. Yeah.
So now this is rant test time. So we got... look it up here and see what kind of flavors.
Pine nuts in there at all?
Oh, look at this, man. Wow. So here we're going to go. Guess what the number one is?
I don't know.
Nutty.
Okay, I got that. Yeah.
Not a specific nut, but nutty. And okay, I can get that because you got like two or three nuts in there. So we're just going to nut. Second one, oak.
Yeah.
Third one, which you might get, it says black tea. I don't drink enough black tea that I could... I'm just not a black tea drinker, so I can't really... But maybe that's what you're tasting. Maybe that's the floral part that you're tasting, black tea.
Yeah, like some Earl Grey.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be on that on the finish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it goes to butterscotch. You know
what? That is actually really good. I didn't even think about that. I don't drink a lot of tea myself, but
yeah,
I have had some Earl Grey.
Yeah.
And yeah, you know what? That's actually, I'd agree with that. Like some of them, you know, sometimes I throw some out there.
Seem to have any wacky stuff. Pretty good.
What was the fourth or fifth one there?
So fourth and fifth is butterscotch.
Yeah, I said butterscotch.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Lemon. That's probably the citrus.
That's the citrus. Yep.
And then there's spicy.
Yep.
Vanilla.
Yep.
Rye. I mean,
yeah, you could say the rye and the spicy, though. Yeah. That's kind of like the, very much like if you. Yeah.
And the last one they have on here is banana, which I don't get banana, but I, like I said,
I'm not sure I'd get.
We didn't say any.
Yeah, I think the one out of that list, though, that's actually like I'm kind of like I should have got. I was kind of a hard time placing is the black tea. That one, actually, now that you know, like after you say it, I find that actually to be very accurate. I would agree.
So no, there's 5, 6, 7 out of 8, 9 descriptors. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 out of the 9, like directly.
Did banana count?
No, I'm not. Nobody got banana.
I know. I'm saying you're counting that as one of the 9.
Well, fuck yeah. It's on here.
I know, but that's...
Dude, that's I just crazy. Can't ignore it because you don't banana. Like it. Hey, man.
Okay.
Somebody got banana.
Somebody got banana.
6 out of 9 is pretty good. And I'm going to say spice and rye are the spicy and the rye part is hard to differentiate.
Yeah, I almost said rye on it. I mean, I'm not lying to you. I almost did say rye, but it's just whenever you say rye, it's very like when you get spice a lot of times on the whiskeys, you could say rye. I mean, that to me is very interchangeable. So
for sure.
Either way. Yeah.
And I don't know the mash bill. It doesn't give me the mash bill. So I don't know if there's rye in this. You know, so it doesn't really tell me.
It could be. It's there's a little bit of sweetness there, but not too much, which I enjoy because, like I said, I don't like, you know, my whiskeys to be overly sweet. So yeah.
Well, and not only that, but
out of all the whiskeys I've ever had, and it's been quite a few. There's a lot more out there to go through.
Yeah.
But the tea, the black tea, that's one that I haven't really run into a lot. And yet when they said it, I definitely could associate with that. And so that again just reinforces the uniqueness of this. This is good, man. I like it.
Oh, I think it's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that, yeah, I mean, just looking through taste profiles and what we've gotten out of stuff, that is definitely a first. And this, just the, you got to realize that these are our whiskey night whiskeys.
Yeah.
But we've tried many, many other whiskeys.
Oh, yeah.
And
absolutely.
And I've looked up many, many other whiskeys. Rand doesn't like looking up whiskey because he doesn't want to get a preconceived notion of what.
I don't. Yeah. I don't
so,
like
which
that.
Is which is great. But I've looked up a bunch of whiskeys he's tried. And this is the first one I've actually seen black tea in. So I think that was probably what was thrown. But yeah, it's awesome. I really like this one. This is one of the definitely the better bourbons we've had for sure.
It is. Yeah.
And this is what we're talking about, like uniqueness, complexity.
Yeah.
You know
what? This is the opposite of John Elway's Denver Broncos offense.
So this is,
there's some complexity to it. Yeah. Uniqueness.
Yeah.
It's got a great start and it finishes great.
So let me ask you this then. How do you feel about Pat Shurmur as our offensive coordinator for the Broncos?
If I had to associate the Denver Broncos coaching staff with one of the whiskeys that we've tried, you already know where I'm going.
I think so, yeah.
But I'm going to have to say the Denver Broncos are the Teeling of whiskeys.
Teeling small batch. That's the only one we've had. We haven't had any others, but the Teeling small batch was
awful.
Garbage. Yeah, we
disgusting.
Like, there's nothing about it we liked.
No, disgusting. And no offense to Pat Shurmur out there, but you suck, bro. Yeah.
Well,
and it amazes me that out of all the candidates that you possibly could have found, you had to take the guy who just keeps getting fired over and over and over again. Because all the other teams basically were like, look, you suck so bad, we have to get rid of you.
Yeah.
But then John was sitting up there and he's like, you know what? I think we got to give him like the 16th try. You know?
Yeah, so he's had 4 years of head coaching, two with the Browns, I think, and two with the Giants, and it was garbage. I mean, like...
garbage, man.
I mean, I think with every team he's been with, no matter what position, they have not had a winning record. So I'm going to attribute it to Pat Shurmur. Sorry, Pat. You might be liked, and you might have a good interview, but
A three-year-old with a pack of Crayola crayons could be more creative in his, like, play design than Pat Shurmur is.
This is true.
It is wretched to watch.
It is.
And the
painful.
More football you watch, the more you watch from other teams, it's just so sad to have to watch what we have out there on the field. That was terrible.
Bad. It was.
It was painful to watch that Broncos game. Broncos Jets last night. Yeah. Oh. Sad to say, I actually watched that. That's why we had to go with cash strength Maker's Mark.
Last night.
To get through just that. To make it through that game. It was that brutal.
Yeah. And then we kind of lost our minds, I think, because we were so put off by the game that we started doing these ridiculous bets and pretty much lost them all.
Yeah, and again, whose fault is that? That's John's fault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
And then I had, like, 82-year-old head coach. What's his name again?
Vic Fangio.
Oh, yeah, Fangio. Hey, man, I love the guy, but I don't.
Oh, I don't.
I don't know him, but, I mean, pretty sure, like, the last time that guy, like, was relevant football, they had leather helmets on.
So, and let's just talk about this, since we're on the NFL and bagging on people.
How do you come up with, like, you realize we could have had Kyle Shanahan as our head coach, but yet we don't?
Yeah.
We could have had, like, I mean.
Anybody else. Well, no, not anybody.
I really think we blew it on the Kyle Shanahan one.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what is with the whole NFL recycling of coaches? Can we get some new blood in there?
Yeah, it's the only place I know where you can be so bad. Just so bad. Such crap at your job. So utterly bad. You know, like, everybody's just like, this guy's, like, the whole city hates him.
Yeah.
Ownership's eventually forced to fire him.
Mm-hmm.
And damn, you know he's going to get a job somewhere else.
Adam Gase,
who hires this guy?
I don't know.
If he came in just for a normal interview and he had eyes like that, I'd be immediately be like, dude, you need to take a drug test.
And obviously, if he has any kids and they're like 3 years old, they tied his tie for that press conference because that was sad. That was a sad
tie. He should just get a clip-on tie.
Yeah, it'd be much safer.
Yeah.
Crazy eyes with a bad tie. It was
right. And why hasn't he been fired?
God knows. They're
I mean, what do they have to lose? They're 0-4. They just lost the Broncos.
Yeah, that's
I don't even know. Like if I was the head coach, I'd fire that guy. They'd be better off just having Madden, you know, like ask the coach to pick the plays and call them in. That would be better than whatever they've got now.
They got Joe Flacco. He can probably just call some plays. I mean, why
couldn't
not?
Couldn't be any worse.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So
couldn't be any worse.
Yeah.
I guarantee, you're telling me, Peyton Manning, who's retired right now, they just couldn't bring him in to write up some plays on the back of a napkin real quick and give it to him?
Oh, yeah.
You know why? He doesn't want to be associated with that gross of a product.
Yeah, they're the NFL Wretched. Needs some new blood in the coach scene. They just do.
God. It's, again, one of the few – honestly, it's one of the few professions I can possibly think of where you suck so bad, you lose your job, not only not once, not twice. I mean, it's repeated. And you're not being fired. You're being fired because you suck.
And you just
get rehired. You get rehired.
Oh, yeah.
Most people, you know, when they have to go do the interview and they have to, present your resume and stuff, they're like, oh, you've been fired. You lost 5 jobs for basically sucking.
Where can you start?
What the hell is that?
That's not good.
Good Lord. And I kind of blame the owners a little bit too.
Sure.
Right? I mean, I know some of the owners don't want to be totally involved in the day-to-day operations of the team. I can respect that. Okay, you don't need to be Jerry Jones out there. But it's still my money.
Sure.
If I was the owner, I'd be like, wait a minute. This guy's been fired 16 times and you want to give him a 17th try? Is that the best we can do?
Yeah.
Is that really the best we can do?
And Pat, you may be a super nice guy and great and all that, but I don't think coaching should be in your future. Maybe water boy, equipment guy.
Pat Shurmur is the vanilla paint of the NFL.
Vanilla paint?
White paint. Vanilla ice cream. Not tasty vanilla ice cream made with vanilla beans.
So that's why it's called vanilla paint. I got it.
Well, you know, whatever.
I know what you mean.
Just it's just boring. Right? It's not in the sense that it's white because you're going with the European look in the kitchen. You want to make everything fresh and clean and modern. It's just because it's a rental and you're not allowed to paint the walls. That's kind of how I feel right now. He's just in there because we know we suck and we know nobody likes this coaching staff and we know they're going to fail. So, but they're the only guys dumb enough, desperate enough to take the job.
Yeah.
And we're just basically helping him out because we play golf together over the summer and he needs some income. So we just went ahead and hired him so we can fire him in a couple years.
Pat Shurmur is as bad as this office. I'm sorry. I keep bringing that up. I'm bad. I just, I know you're doing a house remodel. I'm sorry. I couldn't help myself. I was looking around while Rant was talking.
I know people can't share everything, but,
it's all right.
Well, I'm sorry. I've got storage stuff in here because I have no closet to put anything in.
I think there's a pile of dog crap in the corner, maybe.
What are you talking about? It's trash can bottles. That's a box.
I got it.
For a shotgun.
I know.
This is a trash can with trash in it. I'm sorry.
I like giving you crap about it because you're super sensitive about it. So
I'm going to smack you. Don't smack test me. Your sensitivity out.
They tell you not to do that, but the only thing in here is water.
I don't know. I like it, though.
Yeah, it's really good.
That's good. Oh, are we going to rate it yet?
Yeah.
You want to go first or me?
You always go first.
Do I?
Yeah, it's the rules.
No, that was
I wrote it rules. Up here in the corner. Look at rating. Rant always goes first. Number one.
Who made that?
I did. I make the rules.
All right.
Or some of them. I think this is going to get a fairly good rating. I'm going to write down what I think you're going to rate it, okay? So you know I'm writing it down. Okay.
Got it down?
Yep, got it down. Mm-hmm.
Overall, complete package, I'm going to give it 8.3.
Okay. All right. I like it. Yeah. I like it. I'm going to... So another one we gave 8+ was the Guten Carlos, and I feel the Belgian single malt.
I don't even remember that.
Really? It was super the different the anchor cask and the guy that made his own cask from Belgium. It's the only Belgian we've had. And you couldn't pronounce it.
Oh right. I don't remember what I gave that though.
Well, I do.
Okay.
So this is on par with that for me, which we gave 8s. So that's where I'm at.
8.8?
No, 8.
Oh, 8.
You gave it an 8. I gave it an 8. So I'm at 8. I'm giving it an 8. 8.0.
Yeah, I think that's too low, personally. What'd you write down for me?
Look at that. I put 8.1 for you.
Ooh, wow. A little bit on the low side, I thought.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to go.
Well, I'm going to. Yeah, I was between 8.2 and 8.4. And that's why I split it and went 8.3.
No, I like it. 8.3 is totally legit. I just think you like
definitely giving it some bonus points for.
I gotcha.
Presentation of it.
Sure.
Bottle's great. The color I like.
Yeah, color's really nice.
The nose is good.
Super different.
Yeah, I really like unique whiskeys.
So that's what I was comparing it to, because I thought that was a really unique whiskey as well.
It did, yeah.
And so taste profile, like if I was to choose between the two of them, well, I mean, they taste nothing alike to me, so that would be hard. Depends on the occasion. But I think I would probably drink the Gooden.
Really?
Yeah. And I think this is great. I mean, don't get me wrong. I would drink this any day of the week.
I really like that,
man. Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah. Yeah, super nice. I'd like to put that up against the Belgian.
Oh yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah,
that would be fun. We don't even have to do a podcast for that one if we don't want to. We can just do it. Well, that does it for this week's episode of Whiskey Night. We had a ton of fun and a delicious whiskey in Willett Pot Still Reserve. Until next time.
This has been a Brothers with Beards production. Follow us on Instagram at BWB Whiskey Night. Email us with questions and or comments at cranky@bwbwhiskey.com or rant@bwbwhiskey.com. And remember to never drink and drive.